This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Day two of the impeachment hearing into U.S. President Donald Trump's conduct in office is scheduled to begin this hour here in Washington. Once again, there is nationwide TV coverage. A look at what lies ahead from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The second day of historic impeachment hearings brings former career diplomat Marie Yovanovitch to the Capitol to publicly tell her story about being suddenly removed from her post in Ukraine in April, told she was the target of a smear campaign, and described by President Trump as bad news in his now famous July phone call with the president of Ukraine. Democrats say that call was to pressure Ukraine for dirt on political rivals, but President Trump campaigning last night says it was a perfect phone call.
We have truth. We have the fact that everything is absolutely perfect.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi disagrees.
It's perfectly wrong. It's bribery.
Which is an impeachable offense. Additional witnesses from the diplomatic community will be called to testify in upcoming sessions. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
It is another day of painful questions as families in a school shooting outside Los Angeles mourn the deaths of two students. Here's AP's Tim McGuire.
A high school junior is accused of using a .45 to shoot five other students and then himself at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Captain Ken Wegner.
From the time that he withdrew the handgun from his backpack to the time that he was on the ground with a gunshot wound to his head was about 16 seconds.
Two of the victims, a 16-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, are dead. The AP, using the address of a police search warrant and property records, found but not made public the boy's identity. Brooke Risley, who has known him since elementary school, says he was a Boy Scout, a good student, and while quiet, has friends and a girlfriend. She adds, we're all wondering, what was the motive? I'm Tim McGuire.
From Washington, this is VOA News. We get some information on the alleged attacker in Thursday's California high school shooting from AP correspondent Matt Small.
One classmate called the suspect, who turned 16 yesterday, one of those normal kids. Another student says the teen, who is said to have enjoyed playing chess, wasn't bullied and had a girlfriend. The teen's father, who died 2 years ago, had been arrested amid a domestic dispute with the boy's mother back in 2015, but no charges were filed.
The United States is apparently intent on getting South Korea to spend substantially more for the presence of American military forces in the country. South Korean reports say President Trump wants a 500% hike in that funding. En route to Seoul for talks, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said, even though South Korea has provided what he called a fair amount of support in the past, it is not enough.
This is a very strong alliance we have, but Korea is a wealthy country and could and should pay more to help offset the cost of defense.
A typical annual rise in South Korea's spending on the U.S. military presence is 5 to 10%. Hong Kong street protests entered a new, more violent phase this week following the death of a young demonstrator. VOA's Bill Gallo reports on how the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's 24-week-old pro-democracy movement is evolving.
Hong Kong's protests more frequent, more violent, and more unpredictable. But 5 months in, Hong Kong's leaders still refuse to give in to the protesters' political demands. Police cracked down faster and firmer than ever. Last week saw the first death of a student protester. This week has seen an increase in hardcore protesters destroying public infrastructure. In some neighborhoods, the fight between police and protesters now resembles a battle for territory. The more aggressive tactics could be an attempt to reclaim international attention, says activist Edward Yu.
For such a small city, trying to fight against an authoritarian regime, so we need international support.
VOA correspondent Bill Gallo filed that report from Hong Kong. Bolivia's new interim leader says former President Evo Morales will not be allowed to run in the next election. Morales resigned on Sunday and fled to Mexico for asylum after weeks of violent protests over suspected fraud in Morales' re-election last month, voting that would have given him a fourth term in office. Senator Jeanine Añez, who took over Tuesday, has 90 days to schedule a new election. More news at VOAnews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.